Meeting to order at 7:04 p.m. on Monday, June 30th. And I'm just going to just remind folks that that this is a special meeting, and so we have to stick to the agenda. We can't, you know, can't go off track, you know, off topic, and can't modify the agenda to include anything that is not on it. So, anyway, we'll do approval of the agenda. Actually, before we do that, I'll just introduce myself, Ross Eiley, Chair of the Commission, and then if the other folks, the members of the Commission, would identify themselves, that would be wonderful. And also, Mary is here, our board clerk.
Diane DeNunzio.
Michael McDonald, and just to let anybody know who might be interested, I am a registered professional engineer.
And any other members present? I just see a phone number.
Oh, that's me, Ed Cooper. I'm not a member, though.
No, I know. I just wanted to make sure. And I am going to mute you because I'm hearing some background. I know you're up for new business, you know, Ed. And so I think it's star six if you're just on the phone to unmute yourself.
So should I mute? Is that what you're saying?
Actually, if you would mute yourself, that would be better.
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
you can,
I'll mute myself.
Okay, and then you can unmute when it's your turn to talk.
Okay, I'm going to try again.
Thank you. Yeah. And I think that's it for the members present. And Alyssa, you want to identify yourself for the crew?
Sure. My name is Alyssa Barroso. I'm an environmental scientist and the wetland agent for Bolton.
I think that takes care of for the folks who are on stage. And we will move on to approval of the agenda. So I will entertain a motion to approve the agenda as is, since we can't change it.
I move to approve it.
Okay, so moved by Michael and seconded by Diane.
Yep.
Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, abstention passes by members present. And then we will move on to approvals of the minute of our last meeting, which was on May 24th, 25th rather, which was also a special meeting.
I move to approve.
Motion made by Michael, seconded by Diane. Discussion?
None here.
I have none either, so I'll entertain a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes unanimously. And I'm sorry, I forgot public comment. And is there anybody from the public who wants to comment? I don't see anybody other than the applicants. And you're welcome to make any public comments too. And I'll just
no,
actually.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Mary, and I would just note that Jim Lurs just joined us at about 7:08. So then there's no public comment. So we will move on to Edward Cooper. So, and Melissa, Alyssa, if you want to get us introduced to this, and we will talk. It looks like it's the construction of an above ground pool.
Yes, exactly. So this is 79 Hatfield Drive, and this is going to be the construction, or rather installation, of an 18-foot round above ground pool, as well as an associated I believe 20 by 24 deck. I'm just trying to pull up the
yes,
so
that was 20 by 24.
Okay, perfect. So yeah, it's not a super significant project, because of course the pool is above ground. It would be much, much bigger if the pool is below ground, but it's just gonna be put, they're just gonna scrape the ground and put some gravel, put a gravel pad down. So there's that. And then yeah, the deck is just a traditional deck. It's just gonna be
could you share whatever plans, if any, we have?
Yeah, I'm getting to those right now.
Okay.
Running behind today.
I'm a little more limited in what I can do with a small screen.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, we have a hand-drawn plan. So, this is the plan.
There you go.
Can see it a little bit better here. So, yeah, this is 79 Hatfield. It's a lot with a lot of wetlands presence. Pretty
Looks like
much,
he's surrounded.
yeah, it's pretty much the whole lot is wetlands. There is a conservation easement somewhere. I think it's on the full plan. But it makes it really easy to see. You can see this line with the triangles here is the wetlands limit, so the delineated wetlands. And then we also have this thin solid line here is a 50-foot buffer. So pretty much everything within this lot is going to be within our 100-foot buffer, but that can give you a sense of scale. So the over here, the pool and deck is going to be just about
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, I guess there's nothing that's not going to be within 100 feet.
Yeah, exactly. So everything. But yeah, so you can see that the pool and deck are just about on the line of 50 feet. And yeah.
Is
So.
there any issue with proximity to, it looks like, the septic field there?
Ed, can
If
you?
I may, it was
Yeah, please.
22 feet. The pool's 22 feet. And the deck is 20 feet, I thought it was. From
Okay. I don't know if there's regs from the health department that does anyone know?
yeah, I don't know, and that's why I'm asking.
Yeah, we might want to find that out.
Oh, it was 15 feet from what I saw on stuff. Is what people, when I talked to the building inspector the other day when I was in the office. But that's just me telling you, but you can check yourself, but that's what I was told.
I personally don't think it's, I don't know whether it's an issue or not. I'm just asking because, again, there's probably plumbing that has to be run. And I don't know, if any issues with running trucks over any of this, if, what equipment's coming in. So it's more along those lines.
I'm sorry. Everything would be on the before, like we wouldn't be going over any of that. That's in the middle of the house, and
Yeah.
this is on the edge of the house. Just so you know, just let you guys know.
So you don't need to go anywhere in the to do any of the installation, you don't need to drive over the septic field or anything.
Correct, sir.
Yeah, he'll probably be going this way directly. So yeah, I'm not really concerned because it's not an addition of very much impervious surface, because it is a pool, and a deck. So I don't really see any issue. There's not going to be very much groundwork.
And nothing is done within the wetlands, obviously.
Correct. Yeah, everything is 50 feet proposed.
Looks like, would you have any need for any erosion controls here? How,
So we
because it
talked.
looks like you have a little bit of a slope.
Yeah, we talked about it, and the applicant is agreeable to putting in something like a straw wattle if I
Yep.
deem it necessary. I'm not sure it is. It would just be a very small amount of sediment that would be taken off the top to lay down the gravel pad, and then put the above ground pool on top, and then just drilling out some cores for the concrete piers to be laid down into, and all of the sediment that's removed, which will be a minimal amount, but anything that is removed is just going to be spread in areas of the yard, non-wetland areas of the yard. So
Well, it's spread in the non-wetland areas, but again, you have a slope.
You
Now,
want you if you want it seeded, I imagine. Any exposed dirt left over after the project, it's going to need to be seeded.
Yeah, it's stabilized. Yep.
Yeah, I don't even know if there will be enough to. You might just be able to kind of spread it on top and it'll disperse itself into the grass. I don't think it'll be enough to like cover a pad of grass unless you put it in one area, which he won't.
Yeah, well,
I just.
you can probably make that judgment, after it's completed, Alyssa, I would imagine.
Yeah, definitely.
I have to seed the area anyways, to be honest. So it's going to be seeded just so you know.
Okay, yeah,
Around the pool area.
it's probably
Yeah.
good if you have trucks going in and out of there anyway. It might be good to lay down the more seed anyway.
It's just that particular point in my yard needs to be seeded regardless. So it is what it is, yes. With some topsoil, fresh topsoil.
So all I'm seeing is the need for is possibly to check on, any issues with the septic system being, adjacent to it. And oh, actually, there's a question, where are the drains? And what type of water is it, chlorinated salt water, or what is it, and where do you drain it if you need to?
It would be chlorinated water. It's just a pool, an above ground pool. Unless I could get the salt, I'm not sure how that works.
No, I'm just saying because we have some applicants who've come in with salt water pools instead of, chlorine too as a, mitigation of, bacteria and so forth. So it's just a curiosity.
This would
It's
be
not to tell you what to do.
chlorine is what I is what I'm is what I'm you know assuming that this pool would be, you know what I mean? It's like a above ground pool.
Yeah.
But there would be the water, if I ever had to drain, which I don't plan on draining, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the water would shed off, off into my lawn area.
Yeah, because that's typically we just want to know where you would drain it out because there's always an opportunity for maintenance to come along, whether you plan on it or not. Somebody who drops
Yeah,
something, cuts something by
understood,
accident or
understood.
whatever. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
of course, sir. I can only say that, I'll have it'll run into the lawn,
Yeah. So
that's
your
a
intent is
big
to have
lawn
it
there. It's
spread
probably
evenly.
9,000 square feet, maybe 9,000, 8,000, 9,000 square feet in my backyard.
So your intent would be to drain it over the lawn then.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to understand because this just stuff typically we want to know about this so that you're not wearing a rut into the grass where you have just like say an open outlet and it just wears a rut and washes stuff into the wetlands.
Yeah, I understand what you're getting at, and for sure, I would make sure that I grade it back to the middle, not to the edge.
Yep. So, Jim or Diane, any questions for the applicant?
No.
Do you think
No.
you could put the pool and deck as far away from the wetlands as you can? It looks to me like you got a space between the deck and the house. We better push the deck and everything right up against the house or near the house.
There's rocks on the floor. I have a rock. I have a rock patio there against the house. It's been there forever.
So between the back edge of the deck, then it looks like there's a, that's where you say you have an existing patio. So this deck is going
I do,
to,
sir. I do.
oh,
It's going to
it's
touch
going to,
that. It's going to touch that.
oh, okay. So it's coming right off the patio.
Correct, sir.
So you just
Right
step.
off the right at the bottom, there's probably a 10-foot area that has a patio area, and the deck is going to touch the patio.
So I think that answer your question, Jim.
Yes.
And I'll make sure that whatever water drains out of the pool, I have a bobcat. So whatever water, a skid steer, I should say. Whatever water drains out of the pool, I'll make sure it shoots back to the middle of the lawn, not to the edge where the wetlands would be.
And really, the more important thing, if you do need to drain the pool, just do it at a rate that the water can seep into the ground without rushing down to the
I'll tell
wetland.
you, sir.
If you open up the hose, like if you cut a hole open in the side of the pool, it's not going to all settle in the ground in the lawn. It's going to just go whooshing down like a a massive dam
For
break.
sure, for
So
sure. And that's what I was
just
thinking.
control the
And it was
outflow
really
out when
going to
you
be
drain it.
hard for me to, and I'm sorry, and I, to comment on what you're saying, it really would be a lot harder for me to drain it so it comes back to the middle because it has natural pitch to the edges. But if either way, you know what I mean? Like if you're saying, hey, you know, it's not a big deal you how it drains, but you can never let the water out, I'll do it however you guys want me to do it. You know, I can make it so the water runs back to the middle if you guys want me to. That's not a
Yeah, I'm
problem.
just it's just a suggestion
I
that,
can build up my edge.
yeah.
if you just
I just want
control
to
the
do
rate
what you
of
guys
flow.
want.
Yeah, just control the rate of flow, that's all I'm saying.
It just
Okay.
don't let it out so fast that it, you know, that cuts a gully, cuts a gully into your lawn and then goes straight into the swamp, taking everything with it.
And how you said that to me, believe me, I'll take heed to that, you know, so that it is what it is for sure.
Yeah, it's for your own benefit as to the wetlands benefit too, so.
Understood.
So I'll just entertain thoughts on this. This doesn't look, you know, very complex. It's not being done in the wet. No work is done within the wetland. So would you, what do you think about delegating this to Alyssa?
I would be fine with that.
Me too.
So then I would entertain a motion to delegate this wetlands application to Alyssa with the understanding she will just work with the applicant on site and make sure to ensure proper, you know, erosion and sedimentation controls, provisions for discharge, you know, water, and, you know, any seeding that's necessary afterwards, should it be necessary.
So moved.
I
So
second.
motion made by Jim, seconded by, was that you, Michael?
Yes, it was.
So any further discussion? Then seeing and hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion ca that carries unanimously by members present. So I
Bob,
guess next steps, Alyssa, you'll write that up and I'll take a look at it with you and then we can let you guys get started.
yeah, Mr. Cooper, I'll be in contact with you with the agent permit.
Thank you very much.
And we'll
Thank
just
you,
say
everybody.
just don't start until you get the permit.
Okay, sir.
All right,
Thank you,
thank
sir.
you.
Thanks.
Okay, then let's go on to the next item on there, which is we're on to old business now, which is Eric Peterson slash John Boynton of 61 Vernon Road, construction of a single family home. And again, Alyssa, do you want to tee this one up and then I can comment on my observations on the site and you can as well? Alyssa?
Sounds like she doesn't hear you.
No, I did. I'm sorry. Did you not hear my response?
No,
Is my
sorry.
Wi-Fi going? Yeah, no, I just said yes. It's all,
Okay.
I'm about to share it.
No, sorry about that.
No. I must have just talked too quietly.
You just have to get loud and obnoxious like the rest of us, particularly me. I'm not teaching you well.
It's hard to see the whole thing just because of the shape of the lot, but down here at the bottom of the screen is Vernon Road. So at the bottom is Vernon Road, and up at the top is the is Bolton Lake. So that's for orientation where we are. So presently this is a fully vegetated lot, quite a lot of invasive cover. There's an existing, like, kind of debris from a previous home that was built long ago. And yeah, so there's like cement, like stone debris kind of in a pile. And then there's quite a lot of ledge up in this half of the lot. Like down to the water's line is pretty much rock. And then yeah, so this is the proposed single family home plus a deck. Driveways here. And yeah, so there's gonna be some drilling, hammering of rock, and then removal of the existing debris, and then to regrade the site to be able to put this house down. And then
So then I went out, was it not last week, it was the week before last, you and I went out there.
yes, I think so.
And the lot is completely overgrown right now. It is filled with all sorts of invasives and native plants. It is really, you really need to like bushwhack your way through there because the undergrowth is literally like chest high through most of it. A lot of prickers and jewelweed, you know, the wild roses and everything. It's quite well overgrown. And what I think that the real challenge, I think, is really on that slope down to the water line, because there's a lot of small shrubs and trees there that need to be cleared, but done in a way that you don't disturb all that soil and have it go washing down into the water. So there's going to be a need for, you know, good erosion and sedimentation controls along the edge of the water. And then Alyssa would also need to work, I believe, with the applicant to just figure out there's a nice large tree there that needs to stay because it's just going to make, it's going to probably fall into the lake anyway, but eventually it's a big oak tree, but, you know, let it do it on its own as opposed to with some help. And I would just say that's the real challenge I see. It's just that little bit of slope, but I don't see it as my own take on it was that it's doable with some guidance from, you know, Alyssa, that it'll get some low growing plants in there that will preserve the owner's view, but also would, you know, hold the soil in place. So that's just my take on it, you know, from going out there, you know, to look at it. You know, and it's going to require a bunch of cleanup before, like I said, before you can do anything else, is just get the remains of the old slab there. There's a chimney still, part of a chimney still standing there, some old retaining walls. So a little bit of, you know, a bit of cleanup first before you get and start the regrading and building. So that is it for me.
Is there some silt fence or something that's going at the base of the slope next to the lake? I don't see it here too good.
There is. So we have right here, there's a line. It's actually a double layer of silt fence. It says a silt
Okay.
fence barrier behind hay bale
I see
barrier. But
them,
looking at the site
yes.
conditions, I don't think it's going to be possible to get a good entrenchment of the silt fence. So we are thinking of moving to wattles instead, which I think would be much more effective for this specific site and its conditions.
Do wattles require stakes to keep them in place too?
They can't. If it's on a heavy slope, I would. The challenge with this site is just that there's not very much soil, so a lot of it is rock. There's pockets of soil in between the rocks, naturally, but it's really heavily ledged, so we would have to kind of customize it and make sure we're staking into the right places. Because, yeah, if you just try to do it like every 10 feet, you'd be breaking your stakes in half constantly because it's just rock. But yeah, we're
Yeah,
gonna have to do it.
I was wondering if there are any alternatives besides something that wouldn't require staking.
Yeah, it's not necessary. Like, you don't have to stake straw wattles like you would do with bales, for example. Like, bales pretty much won't work unless they're staked. Wattles you can just lay down. It's just with the level of slope on this site, I would want something stabilizing them down.
I think we can
Is
get
there
enough stakes in to secure the wattles. You don't need as many stakes as you do with hay bales. So I think we can get it. There's enough soil there to get enough stakes in to secure the wattles from moving with
So assuming,
concrete erosion.
so let's just say that you ran into an issue with that. I just ask again, is there something that you could put up some sort of a curtain type of barrier that was in the water where there might be some more sediment or something to anchor it there? And so you wind up with getting some silt into a small but limited section of water. So I'm just, I think I'm just agreeing with Michael. Is there some other, option just in case this doesn't work, is just to be prepared. So that construction can once it start once you start you don't have to do the oh you know what and now what do we do because you've got plan B that there might be some other method if you need it.
Yeah,
That's
there
all.
is. There are in water ENS controls. That's for if there's really heavy sediment load and it's just not able to be controlled on the site itself, there are silt curtains that can be used in the water and entrenched into the sediment below.
Or
That might
maybe
be if there was.
one option, I think maybe you could just place this, crushed stone dike atop of the wattle, and that will keep the wattle in place. The weight of the stone on top of it will keep the wattle in place, but still allow the water to pass through.
Yeah, we've done that before. Now that works quite well, and I do believe there's it's more rock than you realize, but so it should keep everything clean. But I think this is Ken Boynton speaking, but I think we could definitely put a little crushed stone dam along with the wattle, and that usually works really well and stops anything from getting
Yeah,
beyond.
that gives you the weight that you need to keep everything in place, but still allowing, and the wattle will trap the sediment. So I think a combination of those two items will work well.
Yeah, that's probably our best bet for this site.
Okay.
The silt curtains in the water are they're a possibility if something goes horribly wrong, but they're expensive
Yeah,
and most of the
no,
time
I'm not
aren't
saying
needed.
that you need to do them. I'm just wanting to understand what the alternatives are, have that on the record so that if something does happen, then you know what you can move to and
Yeah,
it's,
you have an approved contingency plan.
that's all. Because nothing ever goes exactly as planned with any project. So that's all I'm saying. And I'm not trying to imply that you're going to be sloppy with the work. It's just that you
Well,
think conditions, and then when you get in there, you find it's a little bit different as what
I
you're
hear you.
expecting.
Also, the other thing we talked about is we're all along the water. There, we're going to cut the brush down, but we're not going to pull any of it out. We're going to leave it intact so it's not raw dirt or between the rocks where it's growing out. We're just going to leave it cut high enough or where we can deal with it after everything is to a point where we can 100% stabilize it without worrying about anything getting in the lake.
Okay.
Because that's just the main issue. And I know that we had talked about that, and you're not going to go in and grub it all and leave, because
No,
that'd be the
no.
last thing to do all of that all at once. And
Exactly.
because it would all just go downhill the first rain you got.
Yep, we don't want that to happen, so either. Okay.
So if everything goes according to this plan, there should be no detrimental effect on the lake.
Then again, I just want to make sure that we're thorough about this just because that there, we've had concerns raised about other proposed activities by the Bolton, Lake Association. And I know that they keep an eye on this kind of stuff. So, in addition, I just want to be aware because, folks be aware of that. And then also just that regardless of what they think that we are doing, doing the right thing, and then the rest falls into place.
Okay, no problem.
And the only other point I might have is, and it's hard to really judge the topography and how it's going to affect the person to the right, the property to the right, but you may have to extend the silt fence down a little bit on the right just to
Yeah.
make sure you don't silt up
Or
the adjoining
turn
property.
road.
Yeah, we were definitely going to put silt fence on that.
Okay.
Are you thinking on the right side or the left side? I'm sorry. Did you say
Well, it
right?
looks like you have it on the left side. It's
Yeah, we have it on the
pretty
left.
small. I'm having a hard time reading this.
Yeah, if there's an area there that looks like that we could erode to the neighbor, we would definitely put silt fence in. There's
Okay.
it'd be automatic. I don't know. I mean, even if it didn't show it, we would do that automatically.
Okay.
Because it looks.
If you can include that in the plans, that would be a big benefit because.
Because it looks like it's there, Michael. Very tiny. If you zoom in a little bit more, Alyssa, because it looks like there are those dotted lines along the side, but there looks like there's a gap.
Okay, yeah, I see what you're saying, Ross. Yeah. Yeah, just close off the gap and then that would take care of that issue.
Sure.
Up toward the 18-inch pine.
Yeah. I think they're probably not even gonna do work right up to the property line. Well, there is a little grade. I guess we are pretty close to it there, though. So yeah, we'll make sure that it's protected.
Yeah, you can show it on the plans, and if you don't
Sure.
think you're going to need it and you can convince Alyssa of that in the field, then that would be fine.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't think it's a minor modification like that in the field doesn't require you to come back and redo, pay extra and redo the plan. So.
Okay, thank you.
And I was just looking at the timing on this. We can't act on this at this meeting because the earliest date that we can act on this is July 1st, by state, the state statutes. Because we're not delegating this to Alyssa because it's quite substantial, substantial work. So unfortunately, we can't do anything at this meeting.
That tomorrow.
Yeah, it's tomorrow.
What is the second
Oh.
page? Does the second page show any detail?
Why
I
can't
see
we act
one
at
of
this meeting?
two. Is there a page with details? Okay,
Yeah,
good.
there's steel fence detail and stuff.
Good. So yeah, just make any modifications you need to the details. Is there a tracking pad detail?
Let's see.
Okay, very good. Yep, there it is. I saw it at the corner of it.
Am I stupid? I don't see it. Oh, because okay, I see. Okay. Okay.
So what is the process? We have to wait till the next meeting now for approval?
Yeah, because I just realized that this was tomorrow is the soonest day that we could act on this.
Why is
Well,
the
we
time?
can wait till midnight.
Yeah, it's only a few hours away.
If
Why is it the first? Because this is
you,
past the last meeting date.
it's past the last meeting, but it's not 60 days. Go and if you look through the schedule on the agenda.
I thought it was.
It's not two meetings, it's like 60 days. Look at the acceptance date.
We were supposed to meet last. We were supposed to have the meeting what last week or whatever day it was, and so it's later then. So that makes it a
That actually
problem.
wouldn't have changed anything.
Okay, so you couldn't have voted out at that meeting either, you're saying.
No, I'm just looking at this and it says that for this 61 Vernon Road was submitted on the 16th. It was ex of May. It was accepted on the 27th.
Yeah.
And then I'm looking, it says the minimum action date that we can do is July 1st and the maximum is the 31st, without getting an extension from you. So this is like, I feel bad about this because it looks like we could do something, but we're just like a day early and a dollar short instead of a day late and a dollar short. No, I just feel bad about this because it looks like most of what you need to do has been covered.
Well, when do you meet again?
Unfortunately, it's like towards the end of July. So I don't want to make you wait that long because you want to get started. So I'm trying to figure out what we could do with
I
this.
just looked up, our last meeting was May 27th, 2025. 60 days from that was
To June to July.
was July 26th.
So even if you go from the submittal date, you go roughly from the May 16th to June 16th.
I'm just, if it's 60 days, I don't understand.
So we have a special meeting next week and have
We
this on
could
the agenda for that.
certainly do that because I don't want to hold the applicant up. I mean, if we had done it, stayed on our regular schedule, we would have been
We wouldn't have had this meeting for another 3 weeks, yeah.
we it wouldn't have, well, we would have had this meeting and it would be still too early for us to do
Oh,
anything.
yeah, too early. And then the next one would be then 3 weeks from now, yeah.
When did we?
I think a special meeting next
Is
week
it
or
May
so
or June?
would be good. So I'm, and then again, I'm also looking at
16.
this and getting confused with the timings on this because I'm looking at the one that says June 27th. And our minimum action date is July 21st. Okay, and that's a so there's like a month, or whatever. Why don't we do a meeting next week and we could just have one item on the agenda and just be done with it? Because I just don't like the idea of, making the applicants hang around for a month.
That's good with me.
That's
All
fine
right.
with me.
Yep.
Thank
Yeah,
you.
it's one of these things I don't want to just be a, like a stickler for bureaucratic, approach, because people
Oh, you
need to,
just solve it with another bureaucratic meeting. That's all.
Yeah. There
Well,
you go.
I
Well,
want
that
to use
works.
the bureaucracy appropriately, where we're protecting the environment and not hand, not delaying somebody unnecessarily who has been, working with us and following the rules. So that's what I want to say.
Okay,
No, I
so
agree.
I
So
agree too.
I make a motion we table IW 27-7 for the moment until the next meeting.
A second.
All right. All those in favor signify by stops. Any discussion?
Aye. Oh.
Anybody by anybody, hearing no discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So unanimous to table this, and we will have a special meeting. And then, Alyssa, if you could just work with Danielle and find out what times work, and we'll just get together next week.
Right.
So, will the next
Quickie.
meeting just be a vote on this?
Yes. Okay.
Essentially, yeah.
So I would just say let's go through and make sure we have all the conditions understood at this meeting, but we already just tabled it. So I would just say make sure that you work with Alyssa, that you fill in the additional silt fence on the side, and you identify, in the notes what the erosion controls will be,
Yeah, we'll
and
look at that.
show a cross section of what they'll look like. For example, with the wattles with the riprap on them, and I think that would probably cover what we need. Anybody else have anything else to
Well, I would
add?
say it's crushed stone, not riprap.
I'm
Riprap
sorry,
would be
some
cool.
crushed
Crushed
stone.
stone.
Yeah, I understand. I think if you look at the plan, it actually kind of shows that already to the on the hay bales. But we'll modify it the way you want it, and we'll get it on the plan for the next meeting.
Sure. If it's
Very
there
good.
already, that's fine. If not, I
I'm not
think.
sure. You went by it quick, and I said it looked like there was
Yeah.
stone, but I don't have it in front of me. But we'll
Oh,
make sure to show
so
that.
I would be happy with even just a note describing, the wattle with stone placed on, but behind it or above on top of it to hold it in place as a
Worries.
contingency if you can't use any stakes, any of the means that you need stakes. As long
Okay.
as it's written in a note, I don't necessarily need a drawing. As long as it's noted that the stone will be sufficient to keep the wattle in place.
Okay. I'll
Yeah.
do that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, have a great night. Have a good
All
fourth.
right. So we'll be in touch. Alyssa will be in touch, and we'll just be a quick meeting.
Okay.
That's
Thank
the
you so
only
much.
agenda item.
Appreciate it.
Sure.
Thank you. Good night. Bye-bye.
All right.
Night.
So cease and correct for Alexei Uzunov and 10 and 37 Notch Road.
Yeah, we're still in the trenches. George Logan
French.
is finishing the delineation this week. And yeah, there's not really much we can do until we get that. I'm gonna get the GPS coordinates so we can put it on a two scale map. And yeah, then we can go from there with steps to remediate and finally close this out.
So more to come.
As always.
And again, there's nothing much we can do until the applicant, until George Logan finishes the designation. Then we'll be meeting with Mr. Uzunov, and he'll come before the commission, and we'll see what we do next.
Exactly.
Because you guys will need to have all the evidence from him to consider, from George Logan, and any remediation plans to figure out what we do as next steps. So I guess we could then move on to the next item on the agenda, the wetland age report.
Yes. There's really not much. Everything's ongoing, going well. All of our open permits are good. So Ross, I have to talk to you about, I have a question about having open permits in the packet. So I didn't do it in this one. I'll talk to you after because this is a special meeting, but really the only thing that's kind of new-ish popping back up again, I guess, is Shady Lane. So there's now a few neighbor complaints about some folks that are not maintaining a drainage ditch
Oh,
properly.
that's that drainage ditch there.
Correct. Yeah, so the town did some work that I don't think really helped the situation. They kind of just made a big bowl that is now a cesspool when it gets hot. And then yeah, there's just very limited drainage because or at least the neighbors claim that it's because the tenant doesn't clear out the ditch. So I already sent a letter. It doesn't seem like anything was done as a result of that letter. But that was not an enforcement letter. That was really just a reminder. Like there was no enforcement language in it at all. So it was just sort of, hey, it's your sole responsibility to clear out the ditch. So can
And
you
if
do that?
nothing has happened, they didn't do anything. Did they get
Correct.
back to you?
Nope, no response, no getting back. So I think I'd like to probably send another letter with not quite a letter of violation, but maybe requesting a response by X date. And
Or a letter of violation may follow.
yes. Yeah,
Just
and
so they know that, you're gradually turning up the heat.
yeah.
But we're not suddenly jumping ugly on them and taking them off guard.
Yes.
You don't want to be the picture of this one.
Okay. Yeah, so that's
And since this is the Wetlands Agent report, you can talk about the open applications because that falls under your report.
Yeah, it was just I meant for the packet. I had
Oh,
a
it
question
just
with
didn't get included. Okay.
Yeah, I
Alyssa and I
was
have been talking about continuing the practice that we had started back with Cam of going through which of our past applications are still open, meaning that they haven't been completed. The
Yeah.
permitted activities have not been completed.
That was my question. I didn't know whether it meant just unexpired permits where some of them got done a year ago or if it meant uncompleted projects.
Well, if
And
they're unexpired and they haven't done them, then that's an issue.
okay.
Not an issue, it's just something we need to be aware of so that because we need to remind them of enough time beforehand so that they can renew it and not have to pay a larger fee of submitting a new application.
Right. Yeah,
So I think
that makes
that's
sense.
more of letting them know. And then if there's work that has started and hasn't been finished, then that's another issue. Like that thing that was going on, and was it 110 on Bolton Center Road, where
Oh,
that work
180. Yeah.
180 rather, where the work went on forever,
Yeah.
and we had to keep on them for making sure that they properly stabilized the soil, that the silt fence in the back wasn't maintained and all that stuff. So that's more of an issue, reason to keep track of ones that are started but haven't been completed.
Yeah, so basically all the ones that I inspect.
Yep.
Yeah, that makes sense. So is just a list sufficient for that? Like just a,
Why don't you
because
and
I
I
have
take
an
a look
Excel
at
sheet.
it? We
Okay.
just really do. We've been doing it in the past. Cam would bring an Excel spreadsheet that he and Danielle were maintaining. So if
Yeah,
you
I
can
have one as well.
resurrect that, and you and I can take a look at it, and then we can see what the commission thinks if our guesses meets their needs, and we'll take it from there.
Okay.
Yeah, I would
Thanks.
imagine just some notes to, discuss update the, where they are in the process.
Yeah, okay, that sounds good. So yeah, 180 Bolton Center is pretty much fully stabilized at this point. I think I can pretty much cease inspections. I might do one more, but it's pretty much good. The people are living there full time. So that's good. And then really the only other super regular inspection is 148 Brandy Street. And that's the in-ground pool, and then Subsequently, the applicant came before us for a modification pretty recently, a couple months ago, for a sport court. So that work is going well. The sport court hasn't been quite started yet, but the rest of it is going well. There's some good grass growing. And then 65 Shoddy Mill, I think I updated the commission after my last visit there. So there's really nothing new to add, but it's that one's going really well. So probably going to go back out there soon. They're going to be planting also within the next week or two. So that's all positive. Yeah, those are all my regular inspections at the moment.
Any questions for Alyssa? I think you mentioned you said that one you went and inspected. There was that one that's going to be coming eventually for
Oh yes.
that
Thank
housing
you.
development.
I need to write these things down as they happen because I forget. Yeah, that was
Loomis, I think you
Street.
said.
Oh, there's two. I'm so sorry.
Oh.
Okay, so there was
Well, I can't
one.
help you with the one I don't know about, but the one you told
Yes.
me about, I can help you with.
Yeah, I apologize. So there was, yeah, 51 Loomis Road. That's a, sorry, let me just write these down. And then there was, Eleven Stoney.
Just
So,
laughing at Diane with the cat.
yeah, he's all over this Zoom. He likes to Zoom.
he's a professional.
Have to make him a member.
You know,
Yeah, we
we'll
do need
always
another.
have a
We do need an
quorum.
alternate.
Yeah, he's our alternate.
Yeah.
All of who approve wag their tail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. So I went to 11 Stony Road, which is not anything that's happening anytime soon, but the potential future applicant just had some questions about the process and whether he needs a permit or not, you know, in the first place. And he would, because it is within 100 feet. There was a really interesting wetland area at the corner of Stony Road and Route 6. I'm not sure if anyone's ever seen it, but it's a pretty large, like really cool wetland, and there's beaver activity, so it's seasonally like much, much deeper. Anyway, I'm getting into nerdy wetland stuff now, but for regulatory purposes, he would need a permit. It was for just like a small addition onto his house, but it would be like a poured foundation and things like that. So I went out, gave some guidance on the regulatory process to him. And then I also recently went out to 51 Loomis to do the same sort of thing for a potential future applicant. This one was really interesting. The applicant had he has the desire to build like modular multifamily communities to reduce housing costs and increase sustainability of housing. So almost creating like more of a walkable community within pretty unwalkable places, which I thought was just great. So he just had questions on also the wetlands process, how long it takes, sort of the power that other people have to impact his application and his plans. So yeah, those were just two walks I did just to kind of advise and consult with people. Though they're not applicants quite yet, but probably in the future will be.
Only other thing when I briefly talked about was just One Notch Road. And you need to get back out there and check in with
Yeah, check in with Bobby, I
the
think.
owner. And seems like he's dealt with the issue of mud coming, being tracked out by trucks or washed down that hillside. He really went and
Yeah, he
put in a
refreshed his
lot of
tracking pad.
gravel and packed it in so that it's put a good track pad there that's not going to have any, sediment washing out, because we have a neighbor down there who keeps an eye on this, and every time it rains, he's been concerned about sedimentation coming out. And some of it does, had been coming from there or just from trucks driving in and out, but it looks like that's been addressed because I drive by there practically every day and I haven't seen any more mud coming through. But we just need to keep up with him on his plans, because he said this is like a new project for him and he hasn't done anything like this before. And so our guidance to him was, before you want to do anything on the plan, just talk to Alyssa, and that will be a good thing. Because he's not quite sure what he wants to do and hasn't really done a development of a lot like this. So we'll see what happens. But we want to just help him avoid issues as opposed to having to deal with, something that he inadvertently does that shouldn't have been done the way that it happened.
Yeah, but that's all for me.
Anybody have any other questions for Alyssa before we move on? Then, if not, we will go on to other, which is we need to vote to appropriate funding for our CACIWIC membership.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I had one more super quick thing. I just wanted to
Okay.
update the board that because I know I've updated you, Ross, but I don't know if I've told them. I can't remember if I did at the last meeting, but we still have to go up to we still have to go before the Board of Selectmen to have our new fee schedule as well as the brochure approved. We were supposed to be on several meetings
That's
ago.
coming up next.
I'm sorry. Is it?
Yes, it is covered.
Wonderful. All right.
Ongoing discussion and review of proposed updates to wetlands regs.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a better.
So we'll get there.
Proceed. Sorry.
Nope, no problem. So we need to appropriate some monies for our CACIWIC membership, and I forget how much it was. Is it 75, or how much did you?
Yeah, but wasn't it 75 total and we pay
I
for
need to
half?
check. Hold on, let me go see what the. Let me just go look and see what the note was for Mr. Parley, reminding us, forwarding the note from the CACIWIC person who said they want our money. It's overdue.
Oh, it's 75 for our portion. It's 150 total, I believe.
I make a motion that we appropriate $75 for CACIWIC registration annual fee.
Second it.
Any further discussion? And then, hearing and seeing none, all those in favor of the appropriation of $75 signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes. And then we could get on to what you wanted to talk about, which is the wetlands
Okay.
regs update and the fact that the selectmen are a little bit distracted by the fact we still don't have a budget.
Yeah.
So things
Yeah.
will, this may take a little while to get on their, radar, because they're going to need to be talking about what do we do next if it doesn't pass the next time on the 15th. But that's why it's not this commission's problem. It's our issue as citizens, but we have to work around it with them.
Yes.
What do
So
we
yeah,
do
basically.
to remind them of this matter? We have a
We
Tickler
keep
and Rupert's here. What?
getting put, we keep getting asking to get put on their agenda, and then we keep getting asked
Okay.
to
We get
try
kicked
again the
off.
next meeting. So it's not like there isn't any reminding.
Okay.
It's just that's what happens, and it's like we want to talk about all the budget stuff first, and you can come later.
Got another meeting tomorrow night, so.
Yeah, and that's going to be covering the referenda,
Right.
They have
as I
enough
note
time for
from one of
those.
my other, two of my other hats that I wear. So we can see, because they have their special meetings, they have their accounts payable meetings, and they can usually put something up. Those are usually quick for that part of it, and they can usually find 10 minutes or something, because mostly this is going to be us to propose. They take a look at it, and then they can vote on it and let us know what they think, or send us back to do some more homework or whatever. It's not a lot of their time. So we'll try to get on to some other meetings. So next, I'd say just ask if you're in the office tomorrow. Melissa, just ask, go and ask Kathy Kavanaugh, McKavanaugh, when we can, get on the next time for about 10 minutes.
Okay. Sounds good. But yeah, just as
Yeah,
an
because we
update,
already okayed
so we haven't
everything
gotten
for you to
anything.
take to them. So it's just really a matter of getting on their agenda, giving them a copy of the fee schedule and the reg changes and whatever.
Yep.
Anything else with that topic? Because we can't do anything else except adjourn at this point.
Do we need to schedule the special meeting coming up next week, or will we do that after the fact, after the meeting?
Oh, are we able to now? Because it might be easier while we have folks on.
It's technically not an agenda item now. So I would just say, since we did close up, you know what? It's not substantive change. It was something we're finishing the discussion of earlier. So it's
Well,
still
we could
technically
close the
part of
meeting and then just stay on the Zoom call and have a
Yeah,
discussion.
now that you made that public record, it's recorded. We're not going to
Okay.
do
Sorry.
No, obviously these meetings get recorded, and the recording is posted. They don't have the
No,
video,
understood. No, I
but the
understand now.
recording is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the kind of thing you don't say at the meeting, Michael. Just like
I
get with the program.
apologize.
So no, but it's technically as part of the earlier item, so it's not a new addition. So why don't we just do it?
Okay. I am pretty much, I can do any day next week at 7.
The only day that's bad for me is June, Thursday the 10th. I can't make that.
Okay. Do we
Let
want to
me.
just do Monday?
Hold on, let me look.
Monday's good with me.
Monday's good with me.
And I
Mary,
have
can
nothing in the
you hear
evening
me?
on Monday.
Sorry.
I said I have nothing in the evening Monday. I just doctor's appointment earlier in the day, so certainly could do if we wanted to do the same time, or you could do whatever time. It doesn't have to be 7.
Yeah, it'll be super quick. I think we can just keep 7 if it works for everybody.
Works for me.
Yeah, fine with me. Diane, you're good?
Yep.
Yep.
Monday the
Okay.
7th.
Let's just do the 7th.
7 p.m.
And we should, if you can, we can get that posted tomorrow, Alyssa.
Gotcha.
Again, special meetings, they have to, there's, it's the funny thing. If you're doing a fully Zoom meeting like this, you have to have 24 hours notice. If you're doing a Zoom and in-person meeting, it's 48 hours. You leeway. So whatever.
Monday to
So I'll
7th,
get that.
7 o'clock.
Perfect. Yeah, I'll get that scheduled tomorrow.
Then
And
just the one item on the agenda.
okay.
And if you think of anything else, we could still change that up to, like I said, 24 hours beforehand. If we think of anything else, we can add it in. You
Okay,
know what? Why
perfect.
don't you do that? And just the other one that we could just put out just a quick update as to when our meeting with the selectmen will be, if we have anything.
Okay.
Because I know that's a question.
So
So
just
let's just, so that's the
you
only two items on there.
put the second item will just be the a
Update
discussion
on the
about
reg.
the
Just put the
selection.
update on the, update on the wetlands regs like we have on. Just copy the line we had tonight and put it in there. It'll give us a little leeway if anybody has anything additional to say.
Okay, sure.
But I think this will, we should be able to keep the meeting to like 5 or 10 minutes and be done with it.
Sounds good. Okay.
Since we got all the homework done for the applicant today.
All right.
All right. Then I guess we'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
A second.
It's a motion made by Diane, seconded by Michael, so we can adjourn at 8:04. All right. Thank you, everyone.
Take care.
See you next Monday. Have a great 4th of July.
Yep.
You too.
Everybody.
Bye.